Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, say great job to the crew, our sponsors, affiliates, listeners this week. Great job with the reporters up in Ferguson, as the last caller said. Let's get three final calls. Serena, Greg, and Andrew in. Serena, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. It's actually Sabrina.
I'm sorry, Sabrina. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm actually calling because about 8 years ago, I moved in this town. This town is so small. It doesn't have, like, a big public official, like a governor or anything like that. It's that small. But there's a base on here that's a reserve base. And the reserve base would only have, like, one or two Hummer trucks in there. And I noticed about a year ago or so, they started, like, putting more vehicles in there, and that was really more, they looked more high-tech and stuff. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And then I think it was probably, like, within the past week, I found stuff on the Internet for them looking for positions, for people to fill positions over there for martial law enforcers and stuff. I found all sorts of strange stuff on the internet about the government looking for all types of jobs like that.
Yeah, well, that's on the Fed Biz Ops. They're hiring for foreign operations and domestic internment specialists at metric levels 10, 20, 30 times, depending on which area it is that we've ever seen. There's just a massive buildup for domestic suppression. While the government starts talking about ISIS hitting us and nukes going off, and they armed ISIS and are protecting them. I mean, it's 2 + 2 = 4. It makes me want to throw up. God bless you. I appreciate your call. It's arming ISIS is treason right there. And then you add everything else to it. It's just mind-blowing. Greg in Minnesota, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Michigan, go ahead.
It's in Michigan there, Alex.
I know, Michigan. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, no problem at all. Hey, listen, I just wanted to make you and your listeners aware of a radio show that took place here in the Detroit area last week on a Faith Talk. It's WLQV Faith Talk 1500. A trucker called in. They were discussing on that radio show all of the stuff that was going on in Ferguson and the militarization of the police and that type of thing. And a trucker called in on that radio show talking about how he had to make a delivery at a warehouse in Detroit.
And then martial law signs fell out?
No, what happened was when he pulled in there, there was a it was full of tanks and all types of military vehicles and equipment inside there.
I've always heard the martial law thing, but no, I mean, they are deploying the tanks. They are deploying Bradley fighting vehicles and others all over the country. That is confirmed, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I know. It was just that what he was talking about was this warehouse, and there was a Homeland Security guy on the inside of the warehouse when he pulled in there. It's on the podcast if you want the...
Do me a favor. Will you email that to showtips@infowars.com, sir?
I sure will.
Thank you, Greg. You're just awesome. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you for all you do, man.
All right, thanks for putting up with me. Let's talk to Rico in Michigan again. Go ahead, Rico.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm all right, brother.
It's a new listener, but probably, I don't know, it seems like years, but it's probably been about 9 months.
Well, good to have you on board, brother. We got about a minute. Go ahead.
Eugenics. I think that's the key to this whole thing, because people, until they really grasp that is real, nothing else matters, because they just go, oh, GMOs, yeah, I'll just eat organic, or I'll filter my water, or whatever. But when they hit eugenics, that's when I really woke up.
That's right. We have a purposeful global scientific dictatorship that wants to dumb us down and then kill us, in their own words. Once you know that, then it all makes sense.
Exactly.
What was it like when you discovered the real eugenics agenda?
Well, I started filling in my water, drinking, going organic and just, you know, I mean, I'm ready to go, but I don't want to have to.
Well, good job, brother. We appreciate you. Spread the word about Liberty. Everybody else is telling the truth. And please spread the word about PrisonPlanet.tv. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be back live, Lord willing. I don't take it for granted. Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Take care.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The horsemen are drawing nearer. And they come to take our freedoms. It is Friday, the 22nd day of August 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back live in studio. Yours truly, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday transmission to cover all the things that will obviously unfold this evening, Saturday, and Sunday morning and afternoon. And, of course, InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. As we develop the InfoWars News Center to be able to cover news basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Senator Inhofe told Fox News in Oklahoma City in a detailed sit-down interview that's up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. He told Fox 25 that ISIS is developing an operation to blow up a major city. Now, that's what they're feeding the senator and the Intelligence Committee. He's a senior senator, obviously, and has access to all that. They're going to be allowed to attack us, and it will be bigger than 9/11, my gut tells me. It's going to be airliners getting shot down, buildings being blown up, nerve gas being dumped down ventilation shafts on buildings. This is the kind of stuff they're working on. Hell, they may even launch a chemical attack and say Chicago or L.A. or Austin, for that matter, and blame it on Assad. And our media will say Assad did it, and it will say he's Al-Qaeda. They've already been doing that over there. And Turkey got caught, and Saudi Arabia got caught, giving them the nerve gas. It came out in the UN and the BBC months after we documented it that it was a staged chemical attack to set up Assad. And I've got people talking to me on the street, and I see it on the news about, yeah, we didn't take Assad out, so now this is happening. Yeah, we didn't let Hitler do what he wanted to. So, I mean, it's just absolute brainwashing with a public that doesn't even know who the players are. Al-Qaeda in Iraq 4 years ago was allowed to set up bases in the west of Iraq and invade eastern Syria. They started the civil war 4 years ago in Syria. They were given massive funding. They're 65%, according to NATO, of the rebel force. The Council on Foreign Relations last year had the headline, "Why We Need Al-Qaeda." And they said, give them air support to take over the country and we'll remove them later. Bull. Saudi Arabia, since 1901, officially set up in 1931, but it was established by British intelligence in a multi-hundred square mile area in the middle of the desert, giving a radical jihadi group weapons to take over the entire region and set up Saudi Arabia. They took over Syria. They took over where the old Turkish Empire or the Ottoman Empire collapsed. Okay? So that's a fact, but the system thinks you're so dumb. That now they can say, see, we need Homeland Security and the MRAPs. They're saying that in the news. We need checkpoints. And we need total NSA surveillance because ISIS and Al-Qaeda and IS, all the same group, they all have the same flags. They say they're Al-Qaeda. That is just Western names to confuse everyone. Al-Qaeda has established an Islamic State in eastern Syria and western Iraq. That's a fact. To launch attacks worldwide. They were given Afghanistan before. They've been trying to find a home. They've been given the home by NATO. And now our military is only bombing them so the public doesn't figure out that our government's behind Al-Qaeda. And because they've got to paint by the numbers and stay in that area they've been given, we have a deal with Iran to give them the east, to give the Kurds the north of Iraq, and to give IS, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the western area. That is official. That has been out for years. That has been the plan to partition Iraq. This is all discussed on C-SPAN. It's all discussed at the Brookings Institute. It's all discussed at the Council on Foreign Relations. It's in all the military James Weapons Quarterly breakdowns. Anyone who's actually a policy person knows this, okay? So understand, everyone at the CIA knows, all the military brass know, even the enlisted know. That's why they rebelled last year and said, we don't want to bomb Syria for Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda is much worse than Assad. We will not morally join with Sauron. And that was a magic moment for our military rediscovering their morals, rediscovering their mission, rediscovering the Constitution, rediscovering the moral high ground, and I wept driving home one day. Just tears ran down my face of joy. when thousands of military officers, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, would cover their faces in uniform, active duty, and hold up signs saying, I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, Infowars.com under it. Wasn't even my idea. They just did it. And then Senator Paul and Senator Cruz came out and said the same thing, and we had a victory, and General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, went on that Saturday night to the White House at midnight and told Obama, the military is going to mutiny if you do this. Even the top generals say this is immoral. We're losing the moral high ground. The world's going to learn that we are helping Al-Qaeda. You cannot do it. And again, a lot of them said Infowars.com. Most of them didn't say Infowars.com on their signs, but a lot of them did. But, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Al-Qaeda in Iraq that's being funded. The border, since the start of the year, 8 months has been wide open. We were warned about 6 months ago by the head of the Border Patrol Union, the head of the retired union, and a bunch of senior members of their intelligence panel, committee, roundtable. They leaked it all. They had federal gag orders put on them. The feds are trying to prosecute senior Border Patrol people, saying they violated national security, pointing out that they were ordered to receive the illegals being bussed in, take whatever fake ID or no ID and bust them wherever they want. Thousands of nationals out of Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Egypt, Pakistan, Afghanistan are coming across. Chinese workers will work a decade to raise $10,000 to $30,000 just to get snuck across by the coyotes. And the Democratic Party is being paid off large portions of that cash to allow this flood. But you put two and two together, and it's all coming together. And I said this a year ago, I said this 6 months ago, I said it last month, and I'm getting the worst chills I have ever had right now. Okay, my gut is just absolutely on fire right now. And I have told you hundreds of times exactly what their battle plan is, because I can see what they're setting up. I can see what they're pre-scripting in the media, getting everybody ready for. Obama says the number one threat he sees is a nuke going off in Manhattan, and he doesn't know who will be behind it. Inhofe has been told on the Intelligence Committee that ISIS is preparing to blow up a U.S. city.
They're crazy out there, and they are rapidly developing a method of blowing up a major U.S. city, and people just can't believe that's happening. Yes, it's really significant what's happening.
Now, all of that's going on. The full interview's up on Infowars.com. Senator Inhofe warns of political, having a Freudian slip, is political propaganda. Senator Inhofe warns of potential terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. So the border's wide open, so they can have plausible deniability. Al-Qaeda is showing up at the White House with ISIS flags. They're sending threats to TV and radio stations. We've been threatened by them. Ominous tweet connects ISIS threat in Chicago. CBS. That is the type of stuff that's unfolding here. So, we are now wide open. They are now doing what they did right before 9/11, saying we're about to get hit by Al-Qaeda. When Al-Qaeda hits, we got to take all your rights away. Now, repeat back to me. We're about to get hit by Al-Qaeda. We give up all of our rights when they do attack us. And it doesn't matter that this group's being funded out of Saudi Arabia again. Doesn't matter it's being armed and given intelligence by NATO again. It doesn't matter. When they hit the United States or Europe, you can bet your bottom dollar they will attack an innocent country. See, they follow the same script. Saudi Arabia attacks us on 9/11. We attack Iraq. They're our enemy. We get attacked by Al-Qaeda, who's been attacking Syria. When they attack us, we will attack Syria, who's fighting them. You see how that works? And by the way, that's already proven, because you notice now they're saying we got to take Assad out because the civil war going on too long has allowed Al-Qaeda to get a foothold, when our government gave them the weapons and the foothold. That's why I get so mad at people being obsessed with sports. Because men know all about sports scores, all about the facts and things, and will argue with each other like it's military strategy. and strategic thinking. They have the brain centers to do that, but they know about their male soap opera of the simulated battle, not the real war game going on against all of humanity right now. I need people to figure out the plan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things, he will. For man is invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood.
I want to hear from U.S. military active duty, especially federal marshals, FBI, Border Patrol, you name it. I want to hear from you. And I'll try to go to your calls as quickly as possible instead of perseverating over the news. I'm just here wringing my hands. This is not my opinion. Criminal globalist elements are funding and protecting the most nasty form of radical Islam and letting it set up all over the country and green lighting it to hit the streets. And to destabilize the country to then form a clash of civilizations. And the average American is so geopolitically ignorant that when the Saudi Arabian-funded groups attack this country, our military will then crush poor, non-radical Muslims that wear suits and ties, and their women go to college and have freedom. We will then blow up their major cities, turn them over to al-Qaeda to be murdered in mass. 300-plus thousand in 4 years in Syria killed conservatively. Well over 50,000 dead in the last few months in Iraq, murdered. Men, women, children, police officers, Iraqi army trained by our military, good men, they're being murdered. And our filthy, evil government is right in the middle of coordinating the whole thing. And that's how stupid they think we are. They can get away with basically anything at this point. And then when we hear, oh, we're attacking ISIS, sure, I hope ISIS gets blown up. But who put them there? Who protected them? They're not. They're doing a few bombings of a few trucks and a few artillery pieces. And then now baiting and switching, as I said they do a few weeks ago, to say we've got to take out Assad. And I had people this morning coming up to me saying, I've been hearing your show about ISIS. We need to take them all out, Assad too. Just the mindless primitiveness of this. And the guy I was talking to is a successful corporate guy, was in military intelligence, did CIA work. I know in Vietnam is a smart guy, but still at a primitive level, let's just kill them all. When I was at the gym talking to this fella, and I didn't even argue with him. It's just like, yeah, I mean, let's attack Australia if al-Qaeda, known as IS, attacks us. And by the way, that's not a joke. They're using the terror attacks and the threat of them to take all of our freedoms. And behind the scenes, Homeland Security doesn't train to fight radical Muslims or al-Qaeda or IS or ISIS, all these names to confuse the sheeple. They train to fight who? This is public. Their words, not mine. Returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, libertarians, constitutionalists, and conservatives in general. Who do they target with the IRS and the FBI? Who do they target with the MRAPs, the Tea Party? They have those out at rallies at the Tea Party and the sound cannons, the LRADs. This is just today. Iraq militants killed 64 in attack on Sunni mosque, AP. They went in, blew up the whole thing of churchgoers, basically, and killed them. British Muslims blame jihad subculture after beheading video. Reuters. Jewish school in Copenhagen vandalized. Argentina's. That's just some of the news we've got on devaluation of currencies I'm going to get to. More ISIS news. Republican ISIS developing means to blow up a U.S. city. That's Inhofe, the senator. The U.S. begins selling Syria intervention, close quote, using ISIS as the pretext. U.S. general says raiding Syria is key to halting ISIS. ISIS offered to swap Foley for Lady Al-Qaeda terrorist, wanted scientist who was caught with plans for mass casualty attack with a dirty bomb, Ebola, and a chemical weapon that, quote, spared children. I'm going to get into this report. Another report detailing it at InfoWars.com. You do realize the U.S. funded and trained ISIS, right? I mean, Meanwhile, from Australia to the U.S., parents are having their children taken for letting them play in the park or staying at home alone, even when they're 15 years old. It's up to 15 now. We're going to give that number out and take your calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kiss you.
Are so hard to beat is they are so over the top. Saudi Arabia was clearly involved in 9/11. We attack Iraq. Syria is fighting Al-Qaeda, trying to make deals with Israel for a decade, trying to join the West. They get attacked by Al-Qaeda, and now our government's saying attack the Syrian government to stop Al-Qaeda. That is so criminal and so over the top. But it's our military last year and earlier this year that said no to the open Syrian intervention to overthrow Assad, who's been democratizing, and his secular military. What did our government try to do? They backed overthrowing our ally, the secular government, Hosni Mubarak, 33 years in control of Egypt. Now Israel is running around with Netanyahu, saying, you know, ISIS might be a good thing to destabilize the Middle East. That's immoral. That loses the moral high ground. That's because the West has decided to join with Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda and to let them take over the whole Middle East. There's another triple cross where they claim they're doubling back with Iran and actually attacking ISIS forces in a deal with Iran. Yes, if ISIS gets out of the area they've been given. Because, again, they don't fully control ISIS. They're just funding them, protecting them, and turning them loose. Look at this headline right here. Former Homeland Security Advisor, and we have the clip coming up, very, very true, ISIS may have crossed the border.
What do you make of these reports of ISIS collaborating with Mexican drug cartels to exploit our southern border?
Yeah, I think that Governor Perry's words are unfortunately very, very true. We have seen this administration and the lack of security, a lack of policy along the U.S. border. But I think more importantly, they have really shown, this administration has really shown a lack of understanding. They've absolutely underestimated the threat from ISIS. And
that's Joshua Katz, former senior policy advisor to the senior senators and tell us.
From ISIS. So this is something that the administration that has been known to all of us for a while.
Good. That's from Fox News. So they're all playing dumb now. Oh, Obama didn't know. Oh, the attack's coming. They're going to blow up a big city. They are allowing Al-Qaeda to come into the country. They are crawling all over us. They are having demonstrations in every U.S. city, along with other Muslims that are legitimately concerned about problems in Palestine and other issues. But in amongst them are the ISIS flags. In amongst them are the Wahhabist jihadis that are funded by Saudi Arabia and NATO. And they have turned loose an army. How many times have I said, how many hundreds of times, that Al-Qaeda is the secret army of the New World Order, the destabilizing force worldwide? And now you're seeing it. Our borders are down. They're telling us, brace for Al-Qaeda ISIS attack. Our government turned them loose, protected them, set them up when Al-Qaeda had been decimated and reduced. And now they're back. They're in Ferguson saying ISIS is here. And I see all these trendy liberals online cheering on the jihad and cheering on the Arab Spring that was funded by Google and the Ford Foundation and George Soros' Open Society group publicly. It's part of the global destabilization. If you are a veteran and fought against Al-Qaeda in Iraq, if you lost a leg or lost a buddy or got shot, I know my cousin has lost so many friends to Al-Qaeda and the Akani network and the rest of them. That's why he continues to go back into combat and in the army 31 years. 31 years, more than 20 tours. It's like 50-something years old. They got old guys, folks, where they even understand our government's funding them at a certain level. They don't care. They want to go fight these guys because they've killed their buddies. This is so sick how they manipulate our own tribalism. I want to hear from active duty, but also people that have been victims of Al-Qaeda. Is it not clear what's happening, how we're being set up? Al-Qaeda is being led into attack as a political diversion so martial law can come into place. They're saying a whole city could be blown up. That means a nuke. And you've got Obama saying, my main fear is a nuke going off in New York. Let's get that clip if we can. And then you've got missing nukes from Dyess Air Force Base that weren't even supposed to be there. We had this from high-level witnesses that saw it. High-level, that's all I'm going to say, who physically went out and stopped the trucks coming off, saying, you got to have paperwork. And the base commander came out and said, here's the paperwork. It's ordered by the president. Now get out of the way. There was a confrontation. This happened. And then within 24 hours, Senator Lindsey Graham was running around on the Intelligence Committee on CBS News saying, brace for nuclear bombs to go off in the Carolinas and in New York City if we don't take down Assad. Al-Qaeda will hit us. Assad's fighting Al-Qaeda. So you can see him putting the narrative out. That makes no sense. Why would we be nuked by Al-Qaeda if we didn't take out Assad? Or was there a deal? Is it going to be criminal elements of the Democratic Party that shut off a nuke? Is it going to be a foreign power? Is it going to be ISIS themselves? I don't know. But I can see the total setup for plausible deniability going on right now. And notice, we were saying this before there was any evidence of it. Because I could see the programming in the media, the preparations, the digging in. And so we get hit. A major city goes up in flames. There's only one thing that can take out a whole city. One thing man-made that'll take out a whole city, and that's an atomic or hydrogen bomb. Remember Obama? About a month after I said there was missing nukes, and we had missing nukes from Minot, North Dakota in 2007 that showed up at the Air Force Base in Louisiana. And I remember that was in the Liberty-based media days before it broke. It was a, quote, conspiracy theory. And then they killed a bunch of people at the base that witnessed what went on. They were trying to disappear and ship cruise missiles to the Middle East loaded with high-tech hydrogen bombs, hydrogen warheads. There's a bunch of weird stuff going on, folks. And everybody better have their eyes open. Toll-free number to join us for police, military, you name it. You guys let me know when you have that Obama clip. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Is there any other way to see what's happening here? How do you take down America if you're globalist criminals? You fund radical terrorists to attack the country. You use that terror attack as the pretext to bring in martial law, while the true training of the NATO and NORTHCOM military, this is Forbes magazine, Associated Press, Reuters, Washington Post, is to have a war with the patriots who follow the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and are Americans. There is no way to debate what's happening. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Garrett in Texas, a former Marine. What is this like for you to see this unfolding? And do you disagree with anything I've said, or do you want to add something?
Yes, I agree. Yes, I'd like to add, this is the Twilight Zone. When I joined the Marine Corps and the training we went through, I was in security forces at a nuclear arms base up in Seattle, Washington. It's almost like I had this feeling the whole time that they're building up for something, and what is it? And it's not what they're telling us. That's a whole other issue. I'd really like to get onto the point of immigration and then all the false flags that they're setting and basically them getting ready for what appears to be civil war.
Yes.
I'm sure you're aware of what happens at Qatar in Saudi Arabia, the way that they ship in basically their immigration force from the surrounding countries, and they basically enslave them by these contracts, and they have them living on compounds, and they're building their new empire over there. They're doing the same exact thing, I personally believe, with the poor immigrants that are coming from...
I totally agree. They are setting up work compounds and will exploit them, but it's not just about exploiting them. It's about exploiting everyone else, using them to drive down the wages. You import the third world slave population to do that.
It's a three-pronged spear. It's a trident, and they're killing 10,000 birds with one stone. And now, once we start to pay attention to that, here comes a distraction. They were planning on just paying attention to the news, waiting for a new story to come up. They've obviously been trying to get this race war going. That's going to be the tip of the spear. And then from that, it's going to be Patriots versus, it's kind of like the chaos of the protests that are going on now and the chaos of the 99% movement, how it all gets infiltrated. It becomes chaos and just.
Then Al-Qaeda hits and they say, while Homeland Security was busy dealing with riots, the nuke went off in Chicago or the nuke went off in Manhattan, and they will do it and totally take over. And you can, that's why they don't care if you know they stole the pension funds. It's why they don't care if you know they're devaluing the dollar. It's why they don't care and go on the news and say your kids belong to the state. It's why they don't care and say 2 + 2 = 5, because everything they do with their body language, it's like bank robbers that have already shot 3 cops. They're the most dangerous because they're going to kill 10 more. They have nothing to lose. They are going all out bunker land on the news saying attack Assad to stop ISIS when that's who he's fighting. That's how dumb they think we are. I mean, it is Twilight Zone. It is over the top bunker land.
Well, I'll tell you what, my adrenaline is rushing because of how important this is. You talk about the
animals. Oh, you can feel it, can't you? Anybody who's got their head screwed on straight can see they're dropping the hammer, man. This is the beginning of the end of this country.
Well, I'll tell you what, most people in the military, they're either complete, it's just like normal society. They're either completely awake or they don't have a clue. And, you know, most of the people that are awake, unfortunately, you know, they've got us kind of pinned down. They know who we are. They're ready for us. But I just really, really hope enough people, like at the end of the Lego movie, as lame as it sounds, if the bad guys just decide they want to be the good guys and give up on this, we have a chance. And I hope at least Texas will be a shining city on the hill. Even if America falls, the people of Texas will stand up for liberty and freedom.
Why do you think they've just indicted Rick Perry? Because Rick Perry, and I've talked to state senators on air a few years ago about the secret plan that Rick Perry had to basically set up martial law on the border to stop a collapse of Mexico because it would totally ruin the state if Mexico collapsed into Texas. The plan is to not let Mexico collapse into California, but to let it collapse into Republican states to then make them go blue or socialist. And I'm not even a Republican, but you can see the strategic plan and how bad it is. And then everything they said, Rick Perry then implemented. And then I was basically given the word that no, Rick Perry, and I don't know if this is true, but we see evidence of it, he's getting ready to double-cross the globalist, and then he gets indicted. And so you put all of it together. Look, they're indicting other Republican governors. They're arresting them, Virginia, you name it, for nothing. They're arresting Dinesh D'Souza. They're arresting literally hundreds of Tea Party people with fake IRS charges. I mean, they're not just auditing them. They're then doing criminal charges on made-up stuff. I mean, they're doing things that have never happened in this country. And that's what I keep warning people about. This is hardcore. And I'm not trying to scare people with the truth. I'm trying to get people active to realize that this is happening. Our only hope is saying no and calling it out. And I'm going to tell the police and military again, when the nuke goes off, they may blame it on the Tea Party or Al-Qaeda. They're so bold. That's why they had Army War Games a few years ago, where, quote, the Tea Party joins with Al-Qaeda. Now, everybody knows that the Tea Party is completely Islamophobic, on average, and is totally warmongering against the Middle East. They don't differentiate. It's one of their only faults, in my view. That is literally like saying Superman works for Lex Luthor, or that Martin Luther King was a Grand Dragon. But it doesn't matter. They'll say the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda. Look, they teach the army at Fort Hood that George Washington wouldn't be welcomed in today's army. George Washington founded the U.S. Army. And people say that's over the top, saying you didn't build your businesses over the top. They are change agents, folks, totally frying everybody for a total takeover. I appreciate your call. Look, I'm telling you, folks, the reason I'm freaking out on air every day now is because we got a chance to stop this. And when the globalists take over, they're going to come after everybody. They're going to definitely set me up. Where'd Alex go? Oh, he didn't pay his taxes, or he bounced a check, or, you know, he pulled a gun on cops. And it'll be an embedded intelligence group that pulls me over and executes me. That's how they do it. and you idiots that will execute me are going to be killed next. I mean, this is not a good situation. People have got to grow up in this country. I'm sick of it. We have had it so good for so long. We're like Native Americans that never ran into smallpox, so it would kill 95% of them, and only 5% of Europeans would die from it, because all the Europeans that would die before it already died. So people had genetic immunity. We politically do not have a history of real tyranny compared to other nations, so we're wide open to it. I want to let everybody know that this hour is brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. And we will put that up on screen for TV viewers. Infidel Body Armor is super high-quality body armor. Oh, here's the headline out of mainstream news. New bill in Congress would ban private citizens from owning body armor. That's right. So, see, there you go. It's time to get your body armor. 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Please don't forget MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find super high quality, non-GMO storable foods that last 20 years and are easily portable in their own special form of packaging. It's like those expensive plastic tote containers. Well, that's what they put the food in. But they get a really good deal on them, so you get a super low price. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Let's hope we don't need our firearms and our ammo and our storable food and our water filters, and people should be stocking up on supplements as well at InfoWarsLife.com. So MyPatriotSupply.com or InfidelBodyArmor.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And let's go out with Road Warrior music, because let me tell you, this country goes into civil war, that's what it's going to look like. I'm not going to any FEMA camp, so don't tread on me.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here in a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'll be right back. powerful TV network. Man, they're hiring former CNN hosts, you name it. And I just love to have more new media covering things, talking about Al-Qaeda working, ISIS working with the drug cartels that now have operational control of large areas of the border. How about 60 miles into Arizona 5 years ago? They have signs up saying, don't enter this area. It's under the control of drug cartels. And our government has allowed this to happen while groping everyone at the airport. A new memo just came out confirming the TSA does let illegals fly with no ID. But your baby's diaper's getting checked. And Miss USA, they're going in your underwear. Let's go to this clip and then back to your calls.
Their opponents, is there synergy? Is there interaction? Is there a connection between the Mexican cartels and groups like ISIS?
My opinion is, yes, there seems to be at least talking to each other. How much? I don't know. But they're using, drug cartels use the same operational plan as terrorist groups do. They kill their opponents, they behead their opponents, they brag about it, and they have operational control of many portions of the southern border of the United States. Mexico does,
right.
The United States.
That's a congressman. Now let's go back to Senator Inhofe last night on Fox 25 in Oklahoma City, saying they're planning to blow up a major city. Here it is.
And they are rapidly developing a method of blowing up a major U.S. city, and people just can't believe that's happening. But yes, it's really significant what's happening.
And he was talking about another subject there, bringing up something happening over in the Middle East and talking about how big it is their plan to blow up a U.S. city. Whether that's true or not, he's being told that by the Intelligence Committee. They're getting us ready to be hit, saying they're going to hit us, while ISIS signs show up everywhere, and they let real jihadis run around and physically attack people in front of the White House just a few days ago. We have video of that. I want to go to Michael and John and Brian and others, and after we take a few more calls from military folks, to get their take on the big picture, we will open the phones up for everybody. It's going to be open phones throughout the broadcast today. I want to get into some big economic news. Dollar demand falls against other currencies. That's Reuters. TSA letter admits illegals allowed to fly without ID. Huge news, Infowars.com. Microbial life found living on exterior of the International Space Station. That's very interesting. Now the London Independent. We've got a bunch of other news about wanting to ban body armor. Physically, you can't even have it. That's now in Congress. Former Homeland Security Advisor, very, very true. ISIS is crossing the border. This is just some of the news. It's all coming up today. Let's go ahead and jam a call in a minute and a half we have left right now. Former Navy, Michael in New York. What's your take on this?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, nice to talk to you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you.
I'm calling.
Welcome.
And I was down in Texas last year this time. My son graduated from the Air Force Base there. And I got to see Texas firsthand for the first time.
Well, welcome down to the state. New York's a pretty place as well.
Yeah, they say it's a crossroads of the world, but only if you're a liberal.
Exactly. What's your take on all this?
My father used to say there's different rules for different people, and that's the way the U.S. is going. Different rules for different people, and absolute power leads to absolute corruption. And those are my dad's words, and he was a World War II vet.
Does it make you sick to see Al-Qaeda being rebranded as ISIS and our government wants to attack Syria that's done nothing?
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's the way, you know, around the end game, you know, around to attack somebody else and start another problem in the world to create global, you know, collapse, basically.
That's it, Michael. Great point. Thank you so much. John, Brian, others, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I
don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep, just like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.